You are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Courtney, and I'm from Memphis, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Danny Burnett, Little Rock, Arkansas. You're listening to Concert Blast. They rock.
I'm Todd from Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold. We're going to be reporting today from the Bill Street Music Festival, part of the Memphis in May festivities in Memphis, Tennessee. Usually we do these intros from the festival itself, but, well, actually we did. However, something went wrong with the recording, and so I am letting you know what we covered there at the festival. First of all, it was Brian Hasbrook, Tom Thompson, myself, and our helper, Will Perry, and Will had been on our show before from the CMA Festival. He's a great helper, and he's young enough to keep up with us old guys, because we do a lot of walking, a lot of fast moving. We have to move quick to get these shows out to you. We also want to thank our sponsors at the festival, the Best Around Food Concessions. Thank you so much, Kevin, for covering some expenses for Concert Blast. We appreciate you very much. Love your food and your staff. If you ever see the Best Around clown face on a concessions trailer at a carnival, a festival, or any other event, stop by and tell them the Concert Blast sent you. So here are the acts that we covered from the festival. Third Eye Blind, Dropkick Murphys, Fitz and the Tantrums, 311, Foster the People, and we wrapped everything up at the Blues Tent with Dickie Betts and Great Southern. We had a lot of fun, so listen in and enjoy our podcast on the Bill Street Music Festival during the Memphis in May festivities.
Oh,
Pyramid Stage where the Dropkick Murphys are performing, as you hear them in the background.
Still hanging in there, Memphis?
That's good.
How many of you have ever seen this before? All right.
Hello.
Who's on next? Snoop Dogg? Yeah. You're not just here for Snoop Dogg, right? Anyway, for all you guys who have been coming to see us when we play near here, this one's for you. It's called The Field of Athenry. Violent prison wall. I heard a young girl calling. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Got a little something, and then be on the way.
Fits in the Tantrums. Will, you like Fits in the Tantrum?
Of course.
The crowd is really excited. Earlier today, about five minutes ago, I got down there into the crowd up against the stage, and they are really excited. It's crammed full up close to the stage. Overall, it's probably about 6,000 people here. Not as many as I expected, actually. And then again, when Juicy J finishes up, this might be filled up again.
It probably will be. There's a ton of people down there to see Juicy J. Like, I walked back what seemed like 3 football fields, and I still couldn't see the end.
Well, here comes Fits of the Tantrums to their instruments, and let's hear what they have to offer. Yeah. A lot of people are here, huh, Tom?
There is a lot. A lot of big fans for 311. I'd say there's probably at least 25,000.
Yes, it's we're a good 100 yards away, and there's people behind us watching it.
And as you can tell from the background, it sounds really good.
Great sound here. Great weather here. We just had our dinner. The best around concessions.
Thanks, Naomi.
Thanks, Naomi. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, yes, Mike. Thank yes. everybody who works for them and who treats us so nice. If you're here at the festival, always, or any fair, make sure you go see them.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to some 311. Well, we're here at the front of the stage for Foster of the People. Are there any Foster of the People fans here?
Yeah!
Tom, what do you think about this?
I think there's a few out there. What do you say?
Yeah, I'd say. They said they got to hear you loud.
I think you ought to get some names, you know?
Yeah, because this one keeps shaking her head no.
What's up with what? That?
You're shaking your head no, but you're down front. Explain that.
No.
As you heard, no.
No. These girls will talk over here.
Hey, what's your name?
Abby.
Where you from, Abby?
I'm from Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Green Grind. I'm Kaylee, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm Boopy, and I'm from South Haven, Mississippi.
I'm Christine, and I'm from Oxford, Mississippi.
Wow. Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Right next to each other on the front row here at Foster the People. Where are you from?
South Haven, Mississippi, hotty toddy.
Thank you very much.
Go dogs.
I get compliments a lot, but I appreciate that one.
Thank you. We've been waiting here for like 6 hours for Foster the People.
So you've been watching these other acts like you don't care about.
Oh, we really like them. They're really good.
Who have you really liked this week so far, this week tonight?
Fitz and the Tantrums, for sure. They had a really good energy.
All right, what's your favorite song of them?
Probably Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold.
Yep.
And you?
It's between
like
Fitz and Group Love. They're
like the
really
tantrums.
Good.
Oh, you like Group Love? Y'all going to go see Snoop Dogg?
No. Oh, yeah.
No, we're here. Because you're here. All right, Foster the People's coming right up.
Yeah.
Jeff Foster, the people. Now we're at the FedEx Blues tent, which is the Allman Brothers old guitars,
Dickie Betts.
And we're excited to see and hear some of the Allman Brothers standards, along with some of the standards that he wrote as well.
What's cool, too, is we're literally just walking backstage.
Yes. They just dropped us off at the golf cart. We're walking in, and he's starting up. Perfect timing.
That was
here we go with Dickie Betts. Jessica, and I believe we're going to have an encore here today, but we'll wait and see if they're going to let them have the time to have an encore, because it's way after midnight right now.
Yes.
So I don't know if they will or not.
I don't think they're going to let them, even though the crowd wants more.
Well, he's walking. He's walking away.
Yeah.
We'll see. I really wanted to hear Ramblin' Man.
Oh, that would have been very nice. Never say never, though.
Yeah, the stage manager's on the stage, and he is fixing the instruments. Yes, I believe we're going to get an encore. The stage manager went backstage and he's looking for the band. You hear everybody chanting Dickie? I don't know. Well, Tommy, I don't think they are. They're bringing the guitar cases out, so it looks like no encore for Dickie Betts.
No, it didn't look that way. I saw one of the guys shaking his head no.
Yep. One of the stage manager shaking his head no. They're taking away the stools that was in the back. Here comes the tour manager back. And he's going to the stage. And I guess he's going to announce that's going to be it. He's switching out the amps.
Yep. Still loud in here.
It's alive, and there's still a lot of people here. But it looks like that's going to be it.
He thrown out picks, so that's it.
That's over. It's over. Not only is Dickie Betts' show's over, but we're over for night number one at the Beale Street Music Festival. And what time is it, Brian?
It is 25 after 12.
And we had a good time, I would have to say. How about you?
I had a great time. The weather was nice and the bands were rocking.
And Will, your first time here, what do you think?
I think it was awesome. There's some bands I really didn't know a lot about that I was really impressed by.
Yeah. Let's talk about our favorites for the night real quick.
Third Eye Blind is way up there, man.
Third
Eye
Blind.
I like Third Eye Blind, but I'd never heard of Fitz and the Tantrums before I came here, and they blew it away tonight. They were awesome.
They're my favorites. Fitz and the Tantrums was my favorite. I like Dickie Betts tonight.
Well, I like Fitz and the Tantrums myself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Fitz and the Tantrums, three with a close second for Tom.
Yes.
And then he liked Third Eye Blind, which I liked too at the beginning, but they started playing a lot of new stuff. And it was like, okay, I'm done. I'm go somewhere else. 311 has more diverse music than I've ever heard any one band play before in my life. I didn't know much about them, and I know you did, Will.
I was talking to Tom about it, and we kind of thought they sounded a lot like Pearl Jam with rap. It was kind of cool.
I called it rap, funk, and reggae.
Yes.
That's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate.
Well, I know we're going to be closing off tonight here for night number one at the Beale Street Music Festival. Any closing words, Brian?
Yeah, good night.
That would be called closing words. Good night, yes.
Any words?
I enjoyed all the walking space I had today because there's not going to be any tomorrow. It's going to be no walking space.
Oh, yeah, big
we're going to make it on this back path here.
Oh, yeah, we'll make it somehow. We'll make it somehow. We have little secret ways.
Yeah, we have golf carts. We'll let the golf carts take us around. But anyway, let's close out the night number one. We want to thank the best all-around food concessions for feeding us.
Absolutely.
During throughout this festival to help us sponsor this show. And thank you so much for you listening.
Hey, this is Tom signing off.
This is Will signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
And this is Mike signing off. Until next time, woohoo! God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I didn't get it. My voice is too rough right now.